Thousands of residents in the community of Peckham in North Clarendon are expected to benefit from gainful employment as well as entrepreneurial opportunities. This as a major Bamboo project is being undertaken in the area. It is anticipated that the project will provide employment for up to 80 persons in Peckham and adjoining communities and will be developed to the point where products including charcoal can be exported within 3 years. The project, which was officially launched in May, is also in keeping with the Bamboo Products Industry Project, BPIP. The BPIP aims to better position Jamaica to tap into the lucrative international market for bamboo products, estimated to value over $20 billion. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks Abraham, says the government is facilitating the development of the local bamboo sector to provide opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, which can translate into meaningful development of communities.
There is a high priority on the sector as it can become the catalyst for transforming the economy to achieve the vision articulated in the National Development Plan 2030. That is Jamaica, the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and to do business.
Mrs. Folks Abraham says globally inclusive development with bamboo has provided secured livelihoods for thousands of rural producers. She notes that the same results can be achieved in Jamaica.
We can do edible bamboo shoots. We can produce bamboo flooring, corrugated roofing, furniture, handmade bamboo woven laminates, pens and pencils, toothpicks and chopsticks, bamboo water, bamboo beer, bamboo ketchup, bamboo palette, bamboo paper, bamboo charcoal, bamboo panels, bamboo mats, value-added craft items to improve the stock available for tourism, and one of my favorites, bamboo fabric.
The state minister says formation of a bamboo industry board is being explored, which will have as part of its agenda examining strategies and means for social inclusion to benefit marginalized groups. Several agencies and organizations are involved in the development and implementation of the Peckham Bamboo Project. The project, which is the brainchild of Junior Minister for Transport, Works and Housing, Richard Azan, is being facilitated through public and private sector stakeholder collaboration. Earlier this month, government officials and the Organization of American States, the OAS, signed an agreement for $15 million in grant funding towards the initiative. The money will finance the training of 80 residents of Peckham in bamboo cultivation and byproduct manufacturing methodologies and techniques. The grant, being provided under the OAS Development Corporation Fund, was secured following representation made by the Planning Institute of Jamaica under its Community Renewal Program. It is scheduled for disbursement over 3 years. Additional funding in the sum of $1.4 million has already been provided by the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Jamaica, while $500,000 has been secured from the local office of the Caribbean Local Economic Development Project, CARILED. Another $10 million is expected to be provided by the National Housing Trust, which is assisting with construction of a factory in the community. Based on these inputs, it is anticipated that by 2018, Peckham should be producing and exporting at least one bamboo byproduct, charcoal. Mrs. Folks Abrahams has welcomed the partnership which the OAS has forged with Peckham and by extension Jamaica.
We are happy that through the PIOJ and its community renewal program, coming out of a close working relationship with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, through its agency, the Bureau of Standards of Jamaica, work in advancing the bamboo value chain, a suitable project could have been identified.
Meanwhile, OAS Country Representative for Jamaica, Janelle Van Glanen-Vegel, says the OAS welcomes the opportunity to support the Peckham Bamboo Project.
By providing funding, the OAS will support opportunities for skills training and productive employment, particularly among vulnerable groups. As such, the OAS will contribute to the growth of Jamaica's productive sector. We look forward to a fruitful cooperation and the successful implementation of this valuable project.
Implementation of the Peckham Bamboo Project is consistent with the government's job creation and economic growth strategic priority, focusing on development of the micro, small and medium enterprises MSME sector and growth of key productive sectors.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.